Wisconsin Conversation, real information. Live from Lake Wissota, this is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Half your life you struggle.
And Kirk Bankstead and Kristen Lyerly joining us for the hour, as they will most Wednesdays during the 10 o'clock hour. Tomorrow's guests in the 8 o'clock hour, Senator Tammy Baldwin will be with us live. 9 o'clock, we'll have candidate for Congress Mark Newman. At 10 o'clock, Kia Bakil, the national correspondent for Courier Newsroom, the parent company of Up North News, to help us look at this week's big headlines. We have been talking about Wisconsin headlines by and large. We did have somebody from our sister outlet in Michigan, the Gander, talk about the Michigan primary results. And we are going to have Jillian Bettino join us either in this segment or after the next one to talk about her race for state treasurer. But in talking about, you know, what's happening in Wisconsin with our primary next week, I think we'll just ask straight up, Kirk, Kristen, how you think the Republican gubernatorial primary is going to go? Who's going to come out on top of this one?
I have to say, I'm seeing a lot of Ramphin signs.
It's Tim time.
I don't know. I don't get it. And they're great signs that say Patriots vote for Ramphin. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, statistically, his odds are pretty low. Michaels is kind of all over the place with the recent, I don't know if I'm going to endorse Trump, and then the turnaround of, yes, I'm definitely going to endorse Trump. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening, Kirk.
So, I mean, I really don't care. I think that the Republican Party is in such disarray in Wisconsin right now. Half the party wants Voss to get out because he's not trying to upend the 2020 election results like Trump wants him to. And the other half is like, who are you crazy people? So I think they're in disarray. And I think I've heard the same thing in Michigan right next to us. I'm not really so worried about it. I think Evers is poised to win again. I'm still kind of just like shaking my head on what happened with the U.S. Senate race all the Democrats dropping out of the primary and Mandela being the guy. I mean, it still surprised me. I've got a surprise coming in a week or so about this myself with the brewing company, but I'm still surprised at what happened. What do you think happened, Pat?
Well, I think internal polling is it. Knowing as former candidates, all three of us are, polling costs a lot of money, a lot of money. And if it's a good poll, and I'm sure that the campaigns did their own internal polling, and, you know, in the Marquette poll, it looked rather tight, but I'm sure multiple polls showed that Mandela Barnes had a lead that, you know, could not be overcome. And so they either had to go negative or, you know, back out. I rather thought they'd just all lay low, you know, and then endorse him, you know, the day after the primary, but that's not how it worked out. So we know who will be, you know, running against Ron Johnson in the fall, and now we'll wait to see who run against Stoney Evers.
That's right. A lot of money too. I mean, think about all the dollars that you spend in that run up to the election, even for a primary. So I wonder if they were looking at all the dollars that they were potentially going to be spending internally against each other and decided, hey, let's try to shore this up and save some of these dollars to fight Ron Johnson.
Yeah, because those dollars are being put into all manner of races, not just governor and Senate, but the state attorney general's race. Secretary of State is going to be a thing. We're going to talk about that later on. But right now, we're going to turn our attention to the state treasurer's race, where we have Jillian Bettino, Wausau physician.
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us and for having the guts to join Kirk and Kristen along with it at the same time.
Oh, we're really hardcore. We throw hardballs in this show when we talk to Democrats running for office, Pat. Obviously, we throw lots of hardballs.
I didn't think that was why she'd be afraid of us. I thought it was for other reasons altogether. Jillian, introduce yourself to the listeners, and why you decided to run the way that you did.
Yeah, so I'm Jillian Bettino. I am calling you from a car in Stevens Point. We're on our way out to visit West Allis and go to a union meeting tonight. So I'm a practicing radiologist, and I decided to get in to this race for a bunch of, I think, reasons that everybody will understand. First of all, being a mom, I've got six kids. I'm tired of worrying about climate solutions and guns in schools and healthcare access and education and all the things that are stressful as a parent. And I think most importantly to our kids and their futures. And then the other thing is that I started noticing over the last 25 years of being in medicine that my patients were presenting with more and more advanced disease states, and that that was often explained by a lack of access to, you know, economic security and healthcare. And I decided that it was time to stop reading mammograms and put my skill set to a different use.
Luke, you know the hardball question I'm about to throw at her based on our previous discussion. Can you really see anything different in the x-ray of a knee? If it's I told the story yesterday of how it's probably a meniscus thing, but you can't get the MRI until you get the x-ray, and you look at the x-ray and it's like, yeah, that's a knee. That's a whole different occupational hazard, I'm sure, that you have to put up with.
Oh my God. Pat is like, Pat just showed his age. Now all he can, it's like, instead of just talking about, like, you know, how the crops are growing out in the field, like, that's what farmers do. Older guys just talk about their aching knees all
exactly.
day long.
And
we have a guest here, Pat, that's running for treasurer. We got to talk about politics, not your failing limbs.
Look, when you have access to you know, medical insight, you tend to use it. Trust me. I married
you
one of those.
You rarely ask me questions, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You never get asked questions being an OBGYN. Of course. So we have to take this training, this experience of working with people, working in the healthcare system, and translating it to serving in elected office. Kristen obviously had to do that, as have many other folks. Again, like you said, you could be reading, you know, all kinds of, you know, data, charts, images, and instead, state treasurer. What is it about the race that made you want to pursue it? And what kind of a difference can somebody make there?
So, you know, the state treasurer's office is hanging on a thread. I mean, we know that Wisconsin voted to preserve the office in 2018. And right now, I've been to a couple of national meetings and I can't find a smaller state treasurer's office. The budget now is for one person in that office. It's just the treasurer. Treasurer Godlewski was able to get a grant for a staff person, but, you know, that makes it really difficult. You know, to me, one of the things that attracted me to the office, a lot of my time over the last 25 years has been doing volunteer work, and specifically in Guyana and Nicaragua over the last 10 years. And so, you know, taking a small amount of resources and growing a program out of those resources is something that I think is really fascinating, you know, in general, but really necessary in the treasurer's office. So I am attracted to the idea of creating a stronger office over the next 4 or hopefully 8 years that, you know, brings back some of those responsibilities so that we have a preserved constitutional office and the checks and balances and can actually do some really important work. And so, yeah, I want to like, there's a program called the Achieve a Better Life Experience. It's Disability Pride Month. I myself am disabled. I have a moderate to severe hearing loss. And I'm also the guardian of my brother who has multiple disabilities. And this program is a 529 tax advantage program that allows us to put aside dollars for folks with disabilities, including veterans who are, you know, consistently left out of the conversation. So that they can have financial security without losing benefits. So that's something we can do through the office without having an enormous budget or even a big staff, because there's infrastructure in place to do that. And there are other similar programs. Go ahead.
So Dr. Patino, yeah, I mean, so the state treasurer's office is obviously not the most impactful, you know, political office in Wisconsin. And it's been made that way by the Republican Party, who have lessened its power. But you know, Sarah Gottlieb showed that this this office, you can do things in this office to make Wisconsin better, but it's also a place where you can learn more about the state of Wisconsin and become a better political, you know, a more qualified political candidate for higher office. So to me, you know, this office is somewhat of a stepping stone to just get involved in state politics and understand kind of the inner workings of things. And so, and you're a superstar candidate. I mean, there's not that many doctors with this much experience as a professional, a science professional that are trying to step in, other than the other woman we have on our panel right now, who's an OBGYN, but there's not that many who want to step into this field because it's made for people with really thick skin, and there's a lot of negativity, a lot of fighting. So just the fact that you're running for this office and you're entering the fray is great, because I think we're going to hear from you a lot in the future, you know, whether it be a treasurer, whether it be a higher state office.
Well, and I don't even want to let you answer that question, because before you do, I want to say that there is something extraordinary about this woman. She's not just a mom, she has 6 kids. She's not just a volunteer. She goes to other countries to help them establish healthcare that they otherwise wouldn't have and saves lives. She decides to make a difference in politics in Wisconsin, and she's going to be our next state treasurer. I mean, Jill, you are truly an extraordinary woman. Everything Kirk said and more.
Well, that's awesome to hear. You know, I think one thing that's really important is to always focus on what you're doing today. And like, I remember straight out of med school, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. So I thought, well, I'll do a year of internal medicine so I can figure it out. And I kept being told, you know, are you staying in the program? You seem to be working awfully hard at internal medicine if you're not staying in the program. And I wasn't staying in the program. I think we have to focus on doing the best at what we can do while we're doing it where we are. And so that's what I'm going to do with the treasurer's office. And so hopefully we can grow it into something really big and strong. And if I move on from there, that's great. If not, we're left with a really powerful office that, can fight for Wisconsin's security. So financial security.
It's the one thing that, you know, they can't take away once you're elected is, you know, whatever you want to make of a bully pulpit, because assuming Republicans maintain control of the legislature and maybe even win the governor's office, you could win as state treasurer, but really have no additional resources other than your voice.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, right now, reproductive justice is just so important. And, you know, the choice to have a kid or not have a kid, when you have a kid, how many you have, that's an enormous economic decision. So you'll be hearing from me, and I know Kristen on that one.
Yeah, no Absolutely. Doubt. Again, there's voices that can be used there. Dr. Jillian Patino is our guest for talking about her campaign for state treasurer. There are other candidates in the race as well that we will talk about in our next segment, and come back and have more words of wisdom from Kristen Lyerly and Kirk Bangsted. Next week's guests on the program include Sean Fedeplace from Main Street Alliance. Wisconsin finally has an alternative to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and he's going to visit with us next Monday about that. Next week, we also will talk to Angela Lang from BLOC about organizing Black communities and other communities of color around the state. And State Representative Evan Goyke will be joining us as well to talk about some of the legislative races coming up between now and November. More with Jillian Patino after this break. This is Up North.